Rats Micho is Dan Afilu Yechidi. He has the right to Paschal even by himself. That's what the Braisa holds. Why, Rashi says? Because the Pasuk says, B'tzedek Tishpoit. Ukesover ain't kan irupashis. He holds there's no irupashis. So when it says the parsha of three dayonim that's going on chavolus and gzelus, but it's not going on halvois, on a regular case of money, it's enough to posik the tzedek tishpat amisecha, enough to have one. One is enough. If he's a mumcha l'rabim, it's enough. Omer Rav Nachman said, who's called a mumcha l'rabim? Could go in on a person like me, dan dinim omnes b'yichlam myself. But we also pass like this. I know somebody like me. Yichid on this by mumcha l'rabim. The Rav Nachman is on the three things. They will Gemira. He says, she should the lot. It says yodei on elohaisik. We know how to add on to this our own svaris. Only yashiv tamimidaiti. We have our own seichel. We can understand learning and we can answer ourselves. That's called you have a good svara. And thirdly, on the kitna reshusa, nareish galusa. They receive smicha means they reshusa. They receive permission to paskin from the Resh Kalusa of Bavel. Tidaina dina mamnes yichidi. Therefore, they're allowed to paskin yichidi because they receive it. So make permission. But no, dina going on just means yam. That you know how to learn very
cool. But be your atomical.
Have to have reshus. Do you have to have permission for this, or maybe not? The Gemara says Toshima by himself in the wrong. Came in full. He said like this: in kibluch alayhu. If the Malvin, the Lois, accepted upon themselves that whatever he's going to tell them, they'll listen to him, not the Shalom, even if they're making a mistake, still I'll accept. Rashi says, in e kibluch alayu ligamri lelechachrech, if the Malvin, the Lois, accepted upon themselves to listen to you, im ledin, im letois, whether you're doing the right side, whether they're making a mistake, so then avada, even if you're making a mistake, they accept it to listen to you, so you do not have to pay them back. But the Eloi, if they did not accept it upon themselves, whatever you say, they only accepted you as a dayan, that they thought you're going to be paskin a din Torah the right way. So therefore, if you're paskin wrong, they never accepted that. In such a case, the law would be zil shlim, then you would have to pay back the mouth or whoever you caused to have a din back. So what do you see from here? Shema mina, ki lo nikita reshusa, dina dina shema mina. You see from here that even though you did not take reshus, like you did not have smichi, not a real mumcha, still, you're allowed to paskin yourself. Because if you took reshus from the Resh Galusa, if you have permission, that's halacha later we'll see, that whoever has smicha from the Resh Galusa, when he paskins, even if he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay back. Here we're saying that if they didn't accept you, for whatever you're saying, they only accepted the din Torah Shabbai, if you make a mistake, you do have to pay. So here we see you're somebody that did not take smicha, who did not take reshus. And still, you have a right to paskin yechidi. So you see, a dayan mumcha means, as long as there's a big talmid chacham, he has a right to paskin, even though he did not get reshus from the Resh Galusa. Like Rashi says, V'ilai zushlim, he told him. Now, V'ilai ilai kiblus hasech alayim, v'yom l'cha dayan l'cha din Torah, zushlim. V'miyo meheded din alay. But we don't retract the whole din you paskin. Alma, what do we see? That gomer v'savir, it's enough just as a big talmid chacham. V'chilei noket reshus, even if he didn't take reshus, dina, that the psak is called a good psak. And v'loi mahadi, we don't retract the psak. So you see that a dayin yochid is enough, even though he does not have smicha, he does not have reshus for the Resh Galusa. Omar Rav says like this now. Hayman deboyi lemeidan dina. If somebody wants to go and paskin the shayla, paskin the din Torah by himself, v'toyi miboyi lemiftarei. But he also wants to have a guarantee that even if he makes the mistake in the psak, he shouldn't be at fault to have to pay. He should be potter from paying back. What should he do? Is lishko reshusim ebei Resh Galusa. The answer is he should get permission from the Resh Galusa. Rashi says, the chivon de reshus nochis le mishalim. That's a lachos later on. That since you had permission to paskin, you got permission from the Resh Galusa, you got like smicha, then you do not have to pay back even if you make a mistake. But if you don't have permission from the Resh Galusa, that's what we're saying. If you make a mistake, but you are a Talmud Chacham, so your din is called the good din, so you're going to have to pay back for the mistake that you made. Shmuel also said the same shot that Lishko Rishusim Abay Resh Galusa. If somebody wants to free himself and after paying for a mistake, the answer is get smicha, get permission from the Resh Galusa in Bavel. He was the head of Bavel. Nothing more like this. Pshita's Pasha to me, Mehachalach, if he gets Mich in Bavel, it helps for to Paskin in Bavel. Or Mehasim Lahasim, if he gets Mich in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Minosid Eretz Yisrael, Lodom Eretz Yisrael, if you have permission to Paskin Yechidi in Eretz Yisrael, Avada the Rishus there would help for Eretz Yisrael. That's good. Now, Mehachalahasim Mahani, if you get Rishus from the Resh Galus in Bavel, and then you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're also okay, you could Paskin Yechidi in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the smich in Bavel was better than the smich of Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see why. Therefore, if you got permission in Bavel, you're allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael and paskin there as a dayan lumcha. You wouldn't have to pay back there either. But my question is, the hocha Shenmar explains why the hocha shevet here in Bavel is called a shevet. Rashi says it means Lashon Shrara. You're like a complete other control. You're like a enforcement, policeman. V'eishlem Rishus LaHafkir. You have a right, Bezdin, here in Bavel, to be Mafkir. To Hefkir Bezdin Hefkir. V'chsev V'chol HaShem LaYavoy. Yeah. So in Bavel it says Lashon of Shevet. For Hosam, but in Eretz Yisrael it says Lashon of Mechoykek. Mechoykek, Rashi says, means Shrara Muetis. Just a little rulership. Not so much. The kid said there's more rulership in Bavel than there is in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Tanya, like, we're not like this. The post in the Bereshit says, Lo Yosa Shevet Mehuda. Shevet should not be taken away from Yehuda. Elu, what does it go on? Shevet is a strong Lashon, a big Lashon Shurara of a rulership. Elu Rosh Goliath of Bavel. That goes on the Rosh Goliath, the head people of Bavel. Sheroidin Eretz Yisrael be Shevet. They mamish rule over Eretz, they rule over the Yidin living in Bavel with the Shevet, with the strong stick. Rashi says, Yeshlem koyach rishus, mi'es malche pras. They have permission from the Melech Pras to do what they want, to make change around dinim omnis, hefke bez nefke. So that's this pasuk of lo yosor shevet miyuda. Mashen kein, on the pasuk says, ends off, o mechoykek mi bein raglov, that mechoykek is a smaller lotion, less rulership, what does that go on? Elo b'nei bonav shel Hillel. This goes on the children of Hillel. Shemalamdim Torah Barabim, that to learn Torah Barabim in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, the Shrara in Eretz Yisrael is not so great. Rashi says, B'nei Bono Shel Hillel, Hillel Nosi Hoy. He was like the president of Eretz Yisrael. Nehemog Psochim, Vielo Dvorim. Hoyshivu Barosh, Omino Nosi Aleim. They appoint him to be the Nosi over him. So the kids said, the Shrara, the leadership in Eretz Yisrael is not so great like the leadership in Bavel. Therefore, if he got permission in Bavel to paskin, for sure you could paskin in Eretz Yisrael also. But my shaila was like this: Mehosam lochamai. What's going to be somebody that received rishus in Eretz Yisrael to paskin to be a dayan mumcha there? Could he paskin here in Bavel? That's my shaila. Mai. Maybe the rishus he received in Eretz Yisrael is not strong enough to paskin there in Bavel. It's not similar like you got rishus in Eretz Yisrael in Bavel. That's the shaila. All right, turn over. Tomorrow sounds like this. Toshima, come in here, bring your proof. The Rabba Bachono Dan Adina. Rabba Bachono Paskin the Shaila, Rashi says in Bavel. The Torah, and he made a mistake there. Rabba Bachono Paskin in Bavel, he made a mistake. Also, the Kaim of the Rabbi Chia. So they came in front of Rabbi Chia. Rashi says, also, Eretz Yisrael. The Kaim of the Rabbi Chia. In other words, Rabba Bachono got Smich in Eretz Yisrael. And he went down to Bavel and he Paskin in Bavel and he made a mistake. And then he went back here to saw in front of Rabbi Chia. Omalei, so Rabbi Chia told him like this, E kivluch alayu, if the people in Bavel accepted you for whatever you're going to say, they'll listen to you even if you make a mistake, then loy tishalim. Then you don't have to pay, because they accepted whatever you say, they'll listen to you. But vi loy, if they do not accept whatever you have to say, they do not accept that. Eloi, if they do not accept upon yourself that even if you make a mistake, they'll listen to you. Then Zil Shlim, he told him, you're going to have to pay back the money. Now why? For Rabba Barbachona Rishus Hevi Nokit. Rabba Barbachona had Rishus from Rabbi Chiya and Eretz Yisrael to Paskin. And still, the fact now that he Paskin in Bavel, he had to pay back. So what do you see? Shema Mina, Mehosom Locho Lemhani. That the Rishus that he received in Eretz Yisrael does not help to Paskin in Bavel. Now that he went out of Eretz Yisrael, he went down to Bavel and he Paskin there, it's sort of like he doesn't have permission to Paskin there. So therefore, if he makes a mistake, he has to pay for the mistake that he made. So Shema Mina, here's a good proof
that the Rishus of Eretz Yisrael does not help for Bovel. Rashi's Mamina Mosn Lachal Lemani. The Rabbah Vabachon Rishus Rabbi Nakat Merebi Dinosi. He received from Rebbe, not from Chi, from Rebbe, that was a Nosi of Eretz Yisrael Hoya. And still it didn't help him here in Bovel. You see, it doesn't help. For the Gemara, is that true of Eloi Mahani? Is that true that a Rishus you received in Eretz Yisrael, the Samichi you received in Eretz Yisrael, does not help you to be called the Bas Samch in Bovel? Is that true? I vohor rabba ba ravhuna ki hevi minsi bahadi divei Resh Kalusa. When he once had a fight with the people of Resh Kalusa, omalahu, rabba ba ravhuna told them like this, minaychu nikitne Rishusa. I take Rishus from you, Omar. Lav minaychu nikitne Rishus. I didn't take Rishus. I didn't get my smicha from you, but nikitne Rishus miyaba mori. I received my Rishus better from my father. It's even greater than you. The Abba Mori and my father received his semicha merav, for Rav and Rebbe Chia, for Rebbe Chia and Rebbe, and Rebbe Chia received his semicha from Rebbe, and these were semichas in Eretz Yisrael. So here you see what Rabbi Baruch Huna was telling Resh Kalusa is that, like, I'm greater than you. Don't think I received my semicha from only you, Resh Kalusa and Bovel. No, I received my semicha from Rebbe and from my father that received the way back from Rebbe and Eretz Yisrael. So he meant to say, you see, I'm greater than you. So here, look here, you see that the smicha in Eretz Yisrael is greater smicha. Rashi says, "Lein trusa." The kovlochem, I'm you. I tell you, Kamlu. It really didn't mean anything. Could be, I'm not like that. Yisrael, chadlali. It's so just of Eretz Yisrael. So for what? Here is smicha. Soim demalagvulim. It helps you for the cities that are on the granites on the boundary. Rashi says, "Alagvulim hanim shachos acher Eretz Yisrael." These are really the boundaries that are really right outside Eretz Yisrael, but they go after Eretz Yisrael. So for those cities, it helps the smicha that it receives in Eretz Yisrael. Even though really there are cities outside Eretz Yisrael, but since they're right near there, the Nimshach Acher Eretz Yisrael, for those cities, Mashmi Yach Adai, it receives Eretz Yisrael. Tomorrow says, what type of a smicha did Rabbi Myrishusa? Tomorrow says, Ki his Rebovel. Omalei Rebbe Chin spoke to Rebbe of my brother. Where were the Bovel? He was the right to pass me. He said, yes, yes, Paskin, Shalom, Rashi. You know, the luck of his Mdiv. We have no, you have to wait till it has, you have to see the Bechor has the Mum, and then you matter the Shechtit. So you need Smicha for this also. He said, yes, he could Paskin this also. Yat Bechoris Yatir. That was the type of Smicha he received. That's called Yuri Yodin and Yat Bechoris. Ki Havi Nochus Rav LeBovel. Before Rav went down to Bovel, Omalei Rebbe Chia LeRebbe. Rebbe Chia said to Rebbe, listen, Ben Achaisi is Yerah the Bovel going down to Bovel right now. That's what he said about Rav. Yerah, does he have a right to Paskin? Istadeta, Yerah. Yes, he has permission. Yodin, does he have a right to Paskin? Dina Mumnis, Yodin. Yes, he has permission. Yate Becherus, does he have permission to Paskin Nuchas Becherus? This he said, no, Al Yater, I'm not giving him. And the Rashi said, the common first time later we'll see how come to Rav he didn't give permission to Paskin and Hilchas Becherus. Now something more says. So the Maisa was, first it was Rabbi Bavachono that Rabbi Chia said to Rebbe, so first Rabbi Chia said to Rebbe, Ben Achai, the son of my brother. And then when Rav went down, Rabbi Chia said to Rebbe, it's the son of my sister. So more says, Maishno Lamad the Kokorle Ben Achai, how come one he called the son of his brother, Umaishna Lamar to Rav, the Kokori, Ben Achaisi. He called him the son of my sister.
Now the Gemara says, Bechi Taimim, maybe you want to tell me, Hochi Hevi, it was really true, that's the way it was. Hochi Hevi Maisa. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. Rama Ma, we learned, Avoy, that was the father of Rav. Vichono, that was the father of Rabba. So it says both of them, Vishelo Masov Rebbe Chia, Kulo Bnei Abba Baracha, they're all brothers, they're all the sons of Abba Baracha, Kaslo Mechafri, from Kafri. So you see, they're all brothers. So Rav and Rabba were both the brother's son, not the sister's son. So Mora says, I'll tell you, Rav Baracha, Rav true with his brother's son, but also Barachta, he was also his sister's son, from the same mother, not from the same father. But Rabba Barchono, Barachva, he was only his brother's son. The Lava Barachte, but not his sister's son, not even from the same mother. So maybe that's why he called true one of the Sachmor, who's the Kunot.